This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Gopton. Active ingredient, S. Trandolapril. This leaflet provides important information about using Gopton. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Gopton. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Gopton? Gopton contains the active ingredient trandolapril. Gopton belongs to a group of medicines called angiotensin converting enzyme, ACE inhibitors. It works by relaxing your blood vessels, making it easier for blood to move around your body. This helps lower blood pressure and increase the supply of blood and oxygen to the heart. Gopton is used to treat high blood pressure, hypertension, and also to treat some heart conditions. There are usually no symptoms of hypertension. The only way of knowing that you have hypertension is to have your blood pressure checked on a regular basis. If high blood pressure is not treated, it can lead to serious health problems. You may feel fine and have no symptoms, but eventually hypertension can lead to serious health problems, including stroke, heart disease, and kidney failure. Gopton helps to lower your blood pressure. Your doctor may prescribe Gopton for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Gopton has been prescribed for you. Gopton is not addictive. Gopton is not recommended for use in children, as there have been no studies of its effects in children. What should I know before I use Gopton? Warnings. Do not use Gopton if you are allergic, sensitive to trandolapril, or any of the ingredients in Gopton capsules listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, itchiness, shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, hands, or feet. You have ever had an allergic reaction to any other ACE inhibitor? If you have had an allergic reaction to an ACE inhibitor before, you may be allergic to Gopton. You have a history of swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, throat, hands, or feet for no apparent reason. Taking Gopton could cause this problem to happen again. You are suffering from any obstruction that slows the flow of blood to the heart, such as narrowing of one of the valves in the heart, aortic stenosis. You recently had severe or prolonged sickness or diarrhea. You have ever had the condition known as angioedema, a severe allergic skin condition. You are undergoing hemodialysis or having your blood treated outside your body. Taking Gopton could cause an allergic reaction. You are taking any of the following medications or medications containing these ingredients: aliskiren, under certain conditions; neutral endopeptidase, NEP inhibitors such as sacubitril and racecadatril; sacubitril in combination with valsartan. Gopton must not be given to children. Do not take Gopton if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering, or if the capsules don't look quite right. If you are not sure whether you should start taking Gopton, contact your doctor. Tell your doctor if you have allergies to sulfites which are present in the Gopton capsule shell, any other medicines, any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: kidney or liver problems, regular dialysis, blood filtration, or similar procedures, high levels of potassium in your blood, dizzy spells, diabetes, connective tissue disease, are about to have surgery or a general anesthetic, any heart conditions. In patients of African descent, ACE inhibitors are less effective in lowering blood pressure than in Caucasian patients. Tell your doctor if you have a family history of excessive swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat. Tell your doctor if you are following a very low salt diet. Tell your doctor if you are about to receive desensitization treatment for an allergy, e.g. to insect stings. Tell your doctor if you have an intolerance to any sugars. Gopton contains sugars, as lactose. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Gopton. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Gopton may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Like most ACE inhibitors, Gocin is not recommended while you are breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Gocin and affect how it works. These include any other medication for high blood pressure, alisketron, neutral endopeptidase, NEP inhibitors such as sacubitril or acecadetril, diuretics, also known as fluid-tablets, potassium supplements, or large amounts of salt. Potassium, containing salt substitutes in your food, check the label. Any other medication associated with increases in potassium, e.g. trimethoprim/sulfamethoxazole, an antibiotic. Anti-inflammatory pain medicines used to treat arthritis, pain, or fever. Any anti-diabetic medicine including insulin, or filgagliptin, used to lower blood glucose. Lithium, or tricyclic antidepressants, used to treat mood changes. Sympathomimetics, these may be found in some decongestants, cough/cold remedies and asthma medicines. Antacids, immunosuppressants such as cyclosporin, medicines which lower the body's resistance to disease and treat, or prevent organ transplant rejection. Procainamide, used for abnormal heart rhythms. Allopurinol, medicines used to treat gout. Cytostatic medicines, medicines used to treat certain cancers. Neuroleptic medicines, medicines used to treat certain mental and emotional conditions. General anesthetics. Injectable gold, sodium orothiomalate, medicine used to treat rheumatoid arthritis. Heparin, used to thin the blood. These medicines may be affected by Gocin, or may affect how well it works. Your doctor or pharmacist can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. They also have a more complete list of medicines to be careful of or to avoid while taking Gocin. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Gocin. How do I use Gocin? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many capsules you will need to take each day. This depends on your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. The usual dosage is 1 or 2 capsules taken once daily, up to a maximum of 4 milligrams, 2 milligram capsules once daily. Dosage for older people over 65 years. The usual starting dose for older people is less than that for younger adults. Your doctor will adjust the dose of Gocin, depending on how quickly your kidneys and liver can remove it from your body. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. These directions may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. Swallow Gocin with water. When to take Gocin? Take Gocin at about the same time each day. Taking your capsules at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take the capsules. It does not matter if you take Gocin before, during, or after food. If you need to take an antacid, take it at least 2 hours before or 2 hours after your dose of Gocin. Gocin helps control your condition, but does not cure it. Therefore, you must take Gocin every day. Continue taking the capsules for as long as your doctor tells you. If you forget to use Gocin, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much Gocin, if you think that you have used too much Gocin, you may need urgent medical attention. If you take too much Gocin, you may feel dizzy, lightheaded, anxiety, weak, have palpitations, feel faint, or collapse. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Gocin? Things you should do. Have your blood pressure checked when your doctor says to make sure Gocin is working. If you become pregnant while taking Gocin, tell your doctor immediately. If you feel lightheaded or dizzy after taking your first dose of Gopten, or when your dose is increased, tell your doctor immediately. Tell your doctor if you have excessive vomiting and/or diarrhea while taking Gopten. You may lose too much water and salt and your blood pressure may drop too much. Drink plenty of water when you are using Gopten, especially if you sweat a lot, e.g. during hot weather or exercise. If you do not drink enough water while taking Gopten, you may faint or feel lightheaded or sick. This is because your blood pressure is dropping suddenly. If you continue to feel unwell, tell your doctor. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Gopten. If you are about to be started on any new medicines, tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are taking Gopten. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking Gopten. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking Gopten. Gopten may interfere with the results of some tests. Go to your doctor regularly for a checkup. Your doctor may occasionally do a blood test to check your potassium level in the blood and to see how your kidneys are working. Things you should not do. Do not give Gopten to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take Gopten to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking Gopten, or lower the dosage, without checking with your doctor. Things to be careful of. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint, get up slowly when getting out of bed, or standing up. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed, or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues, or gets worse, talk to your doctor. If this occurs, do not drive. If you drink alcohol, dizziness, or lightheadedness may be worse. Some medicines may require additional subheading, S relevant to monitoring the condition and actions to be taken while on the medicine, e.g. bleeding risk with antiplatelets/hypoglycemia, and what to do. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Gopten affects you. Gopten may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, or tiredness in some people. Make sure you know how you react to Gopten before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol, dizziness or lightheadedness may be worse. If this occurs, do not drive. Looking after your medicine. Keep your capsules in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the pack, they will not keep well. Keep your capsules in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Gopten, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Gopten. Gopten helps most people with hypertension and some heart conditions, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Lightheadedness, dizziness, or vertigo. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or stomach pain/stomach upset. Constipation. Persistent dry cough. Headache. Unusual tiredness or weakness. Aching, tender, or weak muscles not caused by exercise. Taste disturbance. Excessive sweating. What to do? Tell your doctor if you notice any of these and they worry you. These are the more common side effects of Gopten. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Slow heartbeat, fast or irregular heartbeat, also called palpitations. Signs of worrying or frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat or mouth ulcers, itchy skin rash or other skin problems. Fever, upper stomach pain, feeling generally unwell. Symptoms of sunburn such as redness, itching, swelling, blistering which may occur more quickly than normal, fainting within a couple of hours of taking Optin, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, severe dizziness and confusion with visual disturbances and speech problems, chest pain, rapid, shallow breathing, cold clammy skin, a rapid, weak pulse, dizziness, weakness and fainting. What to do? Tell your doctor immediately, if you notice any of these. These may be serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Serious side effects are rare. If any of the following happen, stop taking Optin, and tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. These are very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. These side effects are very rare. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some patients. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for more information about side effects, as they have a more complete list of side effects. Inform your doctor promptly about these or any other symptoms. If the condition persists or worsens, seek medical attention. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them, or only some of them. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Optin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Optin 0.5 mg, 0.5 mg Trandolapril per capsule. Optin 1 mg, 1 mg Trandolapril per capsule. Optin 2 mg, 2 mg Trandolapril per capsule. Optin 4 mg, 4 mg Trandolapril per capsule. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Maize starch. Lactose monohydrate. Povidone. Sodium sterile fumarate. Gelatin. Titanium dioxide. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Erythrosine. Iron oxide yellow. The 4 mg strength capsule also contains iron oxide black. Potential allergens. Optin contains sugars as lactose and sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Optin looks like. Optin capsules are available in 4 different strengths. Each strength has a separate color to distinguish it from the others. Optin 0.5 mg, white to off-white granules filled in size 4 hard gelatin capsules with yellow opaque cap and red opaque body. Ostar 4, 5, 4, 5, 6. Optin 1 mg, white to off-white granules filled in size 4 hard gelatin capsules with orange opaque cap and red opaque body. Ostar 4, 5, 4, 5, 5. Optin 2 mg, white to off-white granules filled in size 4 hard gelatin capsules with red opaque cap and red opaque body. Ostar 4, 5, 4, 5, 7. Optin 4 mg, white to off-white granules filled in size 2 hard gelatin capsules with maroon opaque cap and red opaque body. Ostar 9, 6, 9, 6, 9. All strengths are available in blister packs of 28 capsules. Who distributes Optin? Vitris Pty Ltd. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in August 2024. Optin is a Viatris company trademark. Optin_CMI/org24/00